This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Corey and I have devoted the second hour again this week to KER politics, and which I keep promising this, and eventually it is going to happen. It will be a standalone show. Having said that, we've got our Washington insider with us, Glenn Downs. Glenn actually just got back from Washington, D.C. We're not going to talk, however, about his most memorable experience, which I guess was last night or the night before, talking about the great bourbon that he drank in the Trump Hotel. But having said that, I want your autograph next time I see you in person, Glenn. Having said that, we're going to talk about some of the nominees that President-elect Trump has made. He knows some of these, Glenn knows some of these people actually quite well, so we're going to get some opinions here, see what you guys think. First of all, I want to talk about Terry Branstad, Ambassador to the People's Republic of China. Now, it was very, very interesting that after Trump accepted the phone call from the president of Taiwan about a week ago, that all of a sudden he came up with a very popular, very highly respected individual, primarily by the Chinese, that being Terry Branstad. Any comments on him, Glenn?
Well, sure, Big Al. I don't know him well personally, but I have met him, and I've had the opportunity to be with him in small group settings and hear him talk. You know, he was elected governor of Iowa a ton of times, and he's a sitting governor, and he's just got a really well-oiled political machine out there. And you have a lot of these people that manage to get elected. They don't really understand the forces that elected them. That's not him. He politically a very, very bright guy, very, very capable. And I know apparently he had a long-standing relationship with the current premier of China that started back when they were both kind of Iowa had a sister state relationship with one of the Chinese provinces there. So they've had a relationship going back for a while. So I guess it's part of the Trump yin and yang. On one hand, you know, you're going to talk to who you want to talk to, even if they're the president of Taiwan. But on the other hand, you know, it's carrot stick. And I guess this is another good example of that.
Well, Glenn, I'm personally very curious to see how everything plays out with China and Trump as we move further into the Trump presidency. There is also another individual, a recent appointee by Trump to the Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin. He is an ex-Goldman guy. But the reason why I am so interested in Mr. Mnuchin is because so much of what Trump ran on, and I think a lot of the concerns, at least financial concerns from individuals and investors, deals with the debt in the U.S. and how Trump's going to manage to pay for this $1 trillion in infrastructure spending. Glenn, do you know anything about Mr. Mnuchin?
Well, I don't know him. He's not been part of Washington heretofore. The thing that's raised, you know, the hairs on the back of some people's neck is his connection to Goldman Sachs. And so the first thought that came out of people's mind was, here we go again, new boss, same as the old boss. There's been a little bit of rethinking of that because he left Goldman like 14 years ago. He was heavily involved in the Trump for President campaign on the fundraising side. But most recently, his the money that he's made and the activity he's made has been out on the West Coast in Hollywood. So that's been his most recent thing. So, you know, you wait to see with a lot of these folks because it's their first foray into public policy. And so you have to say, it's very tempting to just immediately jump to the conclusion, okay, so Wall Street insider, once again, the fox is guarding the hen house. But on the other hand, you know, you can't tell, you know, people have these associations and then they learn from them and they might be the perfect person to restore a little balance in Washington between, you know, forces on Wall Street and forces on Main Street. We're just going to find out.
You know, I think that's a very astute thing that you just said. We are just going to kind of find out along those lines. Unfortunately, a lot of the opposition party is not willing to give any time to let it find out. But I guess that just shows a little bit about their thinking process. Having said that, got a lot of military people getting you know, appointed in the government, and one of them is the new Secretary of the Department of Defense, General James Mattis. Most of my friends around here, some of them having served with this gentleman in the past, think very highly of him. How about you, Glenn?
He's one that I don't know. If I've met him, I don't remember it, but it's possible he came through the office in which I served, because a lot of Marines did, but he was posted elsewhere. But he has a reputation of being a really almost like straight oxygen breath of fresh air, very straight shooter, but he's very well read. And he would be, I think, like a lot of military people, people that came from the uniformed services, probably less anxious to commit troops around the world than a lot of these armchair generals that we've had running things, you know, whether ever people starting from anywhere from Dick Cheney to Ashton Carter in the current administration, these people that never served themselves and they deploy troops all around the world. I joke some of these people they'd invade Canada, Corey, if they could, or at least arm the rebels. So, and I think my sense is that General Mattis, who they call Mad Dog Mattis, would be probably less inclined to advocate for military action around the world than what we've seen over the last 20 years or so now. But at the same time, though, should troops be committed or military forces be committed, he's made statements to make it sound like they're coming with not just both barrels, but four or five barrels. So it's that's what they call a mad dog.
Well, you know, the one that I thought was interesting, the appointment that I thought was really interesting, because this person got so much negative press. She got a lot of negative press because she's very open to the idea of charter schools. She feels that public education in the United States is not nearly what it could be. I mean, hell, all you have to do is look at the statistics. All any fifth grader has to do is look at the statistics where we stand among, you know, our peers, the children of the world in terms of education. You know, and the only people I think, and this is kind of maybe a ridiculous statement, but I don't think so. I think the real winners from public education in the United States are the union folks. They're making scads of money. Anyway, having said that, Betsy DeVoe, he appointed her quite early in the scheme of things as the Secretary of the Department of Education. Any comments on her?
Well, I know some people who know her. Betsy DeVos is, I think, the preferred pronunciation. And Betsy DeVos is from the Amway family, Rich DeVos and all of that. Now, she spent a lot of time being involved in that charter school movement. And amazingly, the charter school movement is very, very popular amongst inner city folk, as much as anything. People who are trapped in these, you know, they just don't have any money. And the idea, they don't have the option of opting out of the public school system financially, but some of these schools are just dysfunctional to the extreme. So the idea that there might be a way with an alternative form of public education is very popular with them. So this is something that might yield some benefits, might politically across all kinds of interesting lines the way Trump has already. So, you can imagine, obviously, the existing people that are invested in the existing paradigm in education are going to squeal like stuck pigs over something like this, because you're upsetting their iron rice bowl. But that's probably going to be a lot of that happening here over the next few years.
You know, I got to tell you a really funny thing that happened to me. Interesting thing, I guess I should say, that happened to me. A few years back, Jay Taylor and I were having a beer at a really, really nice little pub in Queens, and we were talking to the gal who was behind the bar, and she turned out she had just received her degree in, you know, qualifying her to teach in the New York School District. And we asked her where she was going. Did she have a job yet? And she said no. And I said, that's kind of interesting. I heard there was a shortage. And she said, there are some jobs I simply will not take, period. And that's an interesting commentary on some of the inner city schools. What do you think about this fellow that's now the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services? That could be a real, real interesting situation that develops there. His name is Tom Pierce.
Tom Price, actually.
Price, I'm sorry. I can't read.
Yeah,
I can't read, man.
That's well. That's well. With age comes wisdom and bad eyesight. So, but no, Tom Price is he is great.
Quick commercial break here. We're going to be right back talking about Tom Price.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
We are going to start this hour talking about Tom Price, who is now the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. You know this fellow you were saying at the end of our last conversation, Glenn.
That's correct. He actually took Newt Gingrich's seat in Congress back in the day, and he is a medical doctor. So not only is he is a congressman, but he is a medical doctor, and he was probably the lead member in the House in terms of putting together a squad of medical professionals who are also members of Congress, talk about the very important and sensitive topic of health care and Obamacare. If not Obamacare, what do you do? And those sorts of things. And he's very, very has a great facility in talking about those things. And I've seen him in town hall forums. He can talk that language and talk the language of Congress and sort of. And he's also been the chairman of the House Budget Committee, so he understands something about dollars and cents. And lastly, I'll say a really good thing about him. I would not say that Tom Price ever would have qualified as a member of the Tea Party or as a libertarian, more of a standard conservative Republican, but he's always been a Republican in Washington who believed that Tea Party folks, the people that would be the people that just elected Donald Trump, for example, libertarian-ish kind of people should be part of the natural Republican coalition, should have a seat at the table, should have a voice. And that, common sense as that sounds, that is very, very, has been at least, very, very unusual in Washington. So I think he's a great pick for that job.
So, Glenn, we've been asking you a lot about different appointments that Trump has made. What are some that stick out to you in general that you think are either following with what Trump promised during his election, or on the flip side, maybe what he's gone against?
It's hard to say still because some of the appointments are outstanding. We see reports of him talking to people that are head scratchers. Not that he, for example, was going to talk about appointing Al Gore or anything, but when you have Al Gore show up for a meeting, that's a head scratcher. You know, he continues to speak with Mitt Romney, apparently, about Secretary of State, and obviously there was bad blood would have been an understatement between the two. And some people think that's the head scratcher. It's not a concern about any of the individuals, but he's got several, he seems to be reaching into, sometimes you see instances, people coming in from the business world that have got a great admiration for people who have become general officers in the military. A lot of the general officers today, the ones that I've had the chance to meet, I've met a lot of them. You don't get to be that in today's military without being well-read, graduate degrees, you have some kind of political sense, all of that. On the other hand, sometimes what they want to do doesn't jibe so well with the real political world out there. So that's going to bear watching. I think the people, the individuals he picked, I mentioned off mic, his new selection for Secretary of Homeland Security, John Kelly, is somebody I've known since he was Colonel John Kelly, not four-star General John Kelly, Colonel John Kelly. He's a great guy, smart. I know he knows Congress because he did a tour in the Congressional Liaison Office for the Marine Corps. The form, John Kelly goes on to become four-star General John Kelly. So he's a great guy. I'm just sort of the summation of all of these people really bear watching, because you can end up having things that they're doing for quote-unquote non-political reasons, but they have those non-political things that they're doing, quote-unquote non-political, end up having political consequences. So I just have to trust that Mr. Trump has got good instincts about these things and will balance out those concerns that I might have.
There is a very definite change in the paradigm of people's attitudes. Our new Department of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson, shows to me that you can have people in politics who are not necessarily career politicians. Some of the generals who have been nominated, that's certainly an example of that. And then a real decent human being like Ben Carson makes me feel proud to be an American again. And I know that sounds a little bit corny. Any comments on him?
Well, of course, like you, I think very highly of Dr. Carson. It's interesting, having just come back from 3 days up in D.C., that was one of the things I actually heard comments verbalized from some of my inside the swamp friends up there, and particularly from the Democratic side, were very dismissive of Ben Carson. Like, Ben Carson doesn't have any business being there at HUD because they didn't know anything about HUD and that kind of thing. And that's reflective of their thinking. And, of course, most of the people that have been HUD secretaries have been, you know, they were mayors of some place. They, you know, actually building housing and stuff and urban development, most of them have not done a very good job at. I think with most of these things, some outside the box thinking is very much called for. And I don't, you know, and there are all kinds of professionals that if you need to get down into the weeds about trying to find out about existing housing law or there's something about the Federal Housing Finance Agency or something like that, you know, you're a smart guy. You know how to call people that know this. But what you just need smart people that have got first principles that you know are going to be adhered to. And then at the end of the day, they can figure all these things out. This is not rocket science. I can tell you, having spent a lot of time in Washington, go up there and watch what pours out of those federal buildings at the end of the day. Or go to McDonald's at lunchtime where they go from the Department of Education over to McDonald's and just listen to the people that are supposed to be educating your kid. Just listen to their conversations just like a fly on the wall. Trust me, a neurosurgeon doesn't have to apologize for not having had any hands-on experience for working in one of these departments. I mean, we've just raised the IQ, you know, quadrupled the IQ of at HUD with adding this one guy.
I don't know how old Ben Carson is. My guess is he's probably in his mid-60s right now, but we have not heard the last of him in terms of politics. Let's talk about Andrew Puzder, Department of Labor Secretary.
You know, that's a guy I just don't know much about. And this is one of those new faces to me. He's not been somebody that it's done a lot around in a visible way around Washington. You know, again, when you drain the swamp, you have to replace it with something new, or you just have a bunch of angry alligators that miss their swamp around them. So I guess Mr. Puzner's an example of that.
You know, another person who I know that you know, and that's Elaine Chao, Department of Transportation Secretary. Let's hear about her.
Well, she's the wife of current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And, of course, they met in Washington. So she would have been – she is somebody that the old Washington hands in the establishment breathed a sigh of relief on when she was appointed. So in some ways she's obviously very much an insider. She's been a cabinet secretary before. She's the wife of the Senate Majority Leader. But on the other hand, she did have a track record of and a couple of the different posts that she held, and she was Secretary of Labor, for example, I believe under George W. Bush, and so she did have a track record of actually reforming things. I don't want to overstate it and say that, you know, she was draining any swamps, but it was she did challenge existing paradigms and the status quo in many instances. So this is not a this is a seasoned Washington hand, though.
I have to wrap this up now. We're out of time. There's your primer for some of the appointments that have been made to date. We'll be talking about more with Glenn next week on KER Politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, I have to say Glenn Downs is one of our favorite sources when it comes to information dealing with the political end of our show. Another gentleman who is absolutely critical to the, I would have to say, the sophistication of our show and the honesty of our show is Daniel McAdams. Daniel is in charge of the Ron Paul Institute for Freedom and Prosperity. A really, really good guy. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Al. It's peace and prosperity, but you're awfully close.
What did I say?
Freedom, but peace and freedom are very close.
Yeah, they're very close, and I got to tell you, whenever I think about Ron Paul, the first thing that comes to my mind is freedom. Quite frankly, I'm not trying to be dismissive here, but the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about Daniel McAdams is also the same thing, freedom. Having said that, and it's the first thing when I think about one of myself also, Dan, you know, the Washington Post ran an interesting article that I want to talk about here because it relates directly to something that I think is going on in our country that is terribly, terribly frightening, and that is there is a huge misrepresentation in the news. News today is becoming more of a source of innuendo as a source of facts. And that is brought out very, very clearly, and it's something that you and I are going to be talking about in the next segment with some concrete examples. But, you know, it's interesting that the Washington Post came out and wrote an article claiming that the Ron Paul Institute, along with other major sites such as Drudge, Zero Hedge, Stockman's Contra Corner, etc., are actually tools of the Kremlin. That came across as being a fact, not an innuendo, not an opinion. And you totally debunked it. And if I'm not mistaken, and I know I'm not mistaken on this one, the Washington Post kind of retracted some of what they had to say.
Yeah, to a degree they did. You know, this was an article they published on November 24th. And I'm sure all of your listeners know that the big deal right now is that Russia hacked our election. Hillary didn't really lose. It's all because of Putin, who wanted his buddy Trump to be in power. Serious people are discussing this. And, of course, without any fact, without any evidence whatsoever, they're presenting this as fact. But, you know, going along with this kind of sort of neo-McCarthyism, 1950s kind of thing, the Washington Post on the 24th published an article that essentially, as you pointed out, it listed the it mentioned a study of 200 sites that it concluded were Kremlin lapdogs, but here's the thing, and this comes back to your theme about false news and fake news. They used a study from a group called Prop or Not, mm-hmm. which had just cropped up, I think, in September. It's a new group. They demand anonymity. They will not publish who is involved, who their backers are, who the members are, who the researchers are. For all we know, it could be, you know, a couple of teenagers in a basement.
Right.
But what they did is they went through and they said they have a complex methodology to figure out which sites are secretly doing the work of the Kremlin. And their list of 200, you know, included some major sites like the Drudge Report, which I think is one of the top sites in the world. Zero Hedge, Counterpunch on the left was on there, as was Truth Dig, another left-wing site. The Ron Paul Institute was on the list, as was Lou Rockwell. So it was essentially, from what I can tell, anyone who challenged the dominant paradigm that you would see in places like the Washington Post, that we have to have a new Cold War with Russia, we have to have an American empire, they're put on this McCarthyite blacklist. And you know, journalistic practices suffer greatly when you have this kind of anonymous report tarring independent news outlets. It's actually chilling.
Well, unfortunately, Daniel, it just seems to be the world that we are in right now, is stories are being run by many newspapers that are so biased and slanted in one side that if you do actually sit down and read them and understand the angle that they're approaching the story, you know what? That's just the way they are. And right now, we've even seen the owners of these newspapers come out and pretty much blatantly admit that they are on one side. They want one team to win. And recently, when their team lost, they're not backing down. They're continuing on with their tact. I personally don't see it changing. Do you?
No, I don't. And what makes it even more chilling, because as we know, I mean, the Pew research and all of this has shown that Americans do not trust the mainstream media. That's one thing we know. Increasingly, they are turning away. They're turning to alternative sites like ours and like what you do. They're turning away from it. However, it still has a lot of legitimacy in one place, and that's the Beltway, which is dangerous. So you run an article like this that says these 200 websites are essentially doing the work of a foreign power. And then not a week later, Congress passed the Intelligence Authorization Act for 2017. And in that act was a segment requiring the White House to set up a task force to look into Russian penetration of American media and American information and to take action. So the Washington Post prints a poorly backed up lie. Congress acts and legislates something that, if they follow through with this based on this scurrilous report, it could mean something very serious for some very big websites.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting is, you know who owns the Washington Post? The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos. Jeff is very definitely, because of the nature of his business, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He's clearly profit-driven. He has created a company in Amazon that has basically totally changed the paradigm of shopping. It certainly changed the paradigm for people who live, as my wife and I do, which is, you know, somewhat isolated, and We love Amazon. There's no question about that. Most of our, all of our neighbors do most of their shopping on Amazon. And now most of my friends who live in major cities that have access to, you know, instant retail, etc., they absolutely have also shifted to Amazon. I mean, Bezos is doing a great job in terms of what he's doing with Amazon. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you get a guy like that, he's got enough money, he can buy the Washington Post, and he can then further his agenda. And who knows more about, you know, the Internet than somebody like Bezos? Very few people in the world. He knows how to use the Internet to his advantage, as do all of his employees. And consequently, an article like this coming out in a paper that is clearly owned by a globalist, for lack of better terms. You know, and you also have to consider who owns the New York Times. The New York Times is owned by a Mexican national. He is clearly a globalist. I mean, people have to be very, very careful, not only about what they believe and what they don't believe, but they have to be careful about looking at the power behind the throne in what are the two of the major newspapers in the country, the Washington Times and the Washington Post and the New York Times. I mean, you got to realize there's an agenda there, and you have to call out that agenda. There's a terrible agenda also, I would have to say. I'd like to get your quick opinion on this also, and that is, Daniel, that, you know, look at some of the baloney that the right is putting out. I mean, Alex Jones coming out and saying, you know, Hillary Clinton kills children. Well, that's an innuendo. That's a statement that basically results from the fact that she was a Secretary of State during a lot of the hostilities, a lot of the war that happened in the Middle East. I'd like just a quick comment on you on that when we've only got 1 minute.
Yeah, there is a challenge because it is a race for hits. You know, you have to get people to come to your site. And I think it tempts people to say things a little bit more bombastically. And I understand that. You know, this is a dog-eat-dog world in the alternative media. However, it would have been better phrased that Hillary's policies have killed children. That's probably how I would have put it. But I guess it's less exciting to say it that way.
You know, I guess it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be back in a flash with Dan. I'm going to be chatting a little bit about some of the stories that really need to be examined that have hit the major media, because some of these stories have come very close to resulting in violent action and very possibly deaths. Stick around after the commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back, continuing our discussion with Daniel McAdams. We're talking a little bit about the irresponsibility of the press right now. I would go so far as to call it dangerous irresponsibility. We're going to talk a little bit about two articles. One of the articles is one that ran in the Washington Post. The title was, "He Lied His Ass Off, Carrier Union Leader on Trump's Big Deal." That is the most misleading title I have ever seen on a newspaper article. Dan, we both read the article. I'd like to get your comments on it first.
Yeah, it just seems to be, you know, the Post, and you can add CNN and the other major media, they seem to be obsessed with delegitimizing the victory of Trump in the presidential election. So every bit of reporting they do is that he lied, he did this wrong and that wrong. And, you know, I certainly did not vote for Trump. I'm not a political person necessarily, but it would take a blind person not to see that they keep beating the same hobby horse over and over again, and they wonder why people are tuning them out. But this was, you're right, this was an egregious story, and as we talked offline beforehand, you talk about, you know, really missing the standard journalistic practice. It's pretty bad.
Pretty bad, I think, is the understatement of the day. The article that went on after the first page under that terrible title and said, quote, of the nearly 1,700 workers, this is after the union leader is accusing Trump of lying and not really doing anything to save jobs. Here's the truth, according to the Post. Of the nearly 1,700 workers at the Indianapolis plant, however, 350 in research and development were never scheduled to leave, Jones said. Another 80 jobs, which Trump seemed to include in his figure, were non-union, clerical, and supervisory positions. A carrier spokesman confirmed that 800 factory jobs, once earmarked for Mexico, are staying. Well, you know, why would the Post give any ink to this guy and then go on and say, well, it's not true? Because because a lot of people, they'll take a story and they'll read the first article. Sorry, the first paragraph.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the case. And it's, you know, the reporting, you're right, it's very superficial. You know, if I were to write something like this, you know, and I wanted to write a critical article, I would probably do something talking about how it's slightly concerning when you have a president who is not running a business, he's running a country, start using sticks and carrots against private companies. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a heck of a lot different than saying, I'm going to make the conditions in the U.S. So good, I'm going to deal with capital gains problems, I'm going to deal with the corporate taxation issue, I'm going to make it so attractive to stay here that these companies won't want to leave. You know, that seems to me the real issue. So if I were to do something, I think I would be looking at it more that way. But you're right, here is an article, and the union leader admittedly voted for Hillary, so he's already got an axe to grind, and he wants to make it look bad. You know, they pulled a dog and pony show on the numbers. That's what the union leader said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally inaccurate reporting.
Well, the way that story turned out, really, there was no real violent action that could have resulted from that story. And, in fact, the way the Washington Post, you know, covered themselves is simply by later on in the story going on and giving some other numbers. But, you know, there are other things that appear in the media that actually can and often do result in what I would have to say physical hardship, almost deaths. Now, the situation that happened in Washington, D.C. at the pizza place is one that could have had a very, very tragic ending. Here's what that was all about. Quote, what was real was Walt Welsh, the father of former firefighter and sometime movie actor who was drawn to dark mysteries he found on the Internet, terrifying customers and workers with his assault-style rifle as he searched Comet Ping Pong, police said. He found no hidden children, no secret chambers, no evidence of a child sex ring run by the failed Democratic candidate for President of the United States or by her campaign. Now, purely and simply, some of these sites have to take some responsibility, some serious legal responsibility, in my opinion, for what they run.
You know, it's very difficult, Al, because on one hand, the Internet has democratized opinion and analysis in a way that it never was before. I remember when I was starting out as a journalist, and I guess it's long ago, but it doesn't seem that long ago. I mean, it's difficult getting something in print. It's difficult getting something in a paper.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
Constantly struggling. And with the Internet, you know, it does enable people who wouldn't normally have a voice to have one. The downside of that is that you can get away with kind of almost a mass hysteria, you know, like a Salem witch hunt sort of mm-hmm. environment, which this whole Pizzagate seemed to me to be. And I have not looked into it with that much detail, but you get people who will read the Internet and they'll read the most outlandish stories and they'll instantly believe it, you know, and I'm certainly willing to believe in conspiracy. I know there is a lot of conspiracy out there, I think. But as Rothbard once said, you know, conspiracy fact is what I'm interested, not conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you know, let me give you another example with folks out there about things that are absolutely ridiculous. And this one deals with Hillary Clinton. And I didn't vote for Mrs. Clinton. I voted for Donald Trump because I'm looking for a change, because Lord knows this company needs a change. But, you know, here's a direct quote from a Washington Post article. When I think about all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered, chopped up, and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her, Alex Jones said in a YouTube video posted on November 4th. Yeah, you heard me right. Hillary Clinton has personally murdered children. I just can't hold back the truth anymore. And then the end of that paragraph is something a little bit more sane. Jones eventually tied his comments about Clinton to U.S. policy in Syria. That's what he tied his comments to, but that is not what he said. That man is irresponsible for making comments like that because they are totally false and they can lead to consequences that are absolutely deplorable for our society, in my opinion.
And it does make it a little difficult for people that, I mean, I definitely understand his frustration and his revulsion over U.S. policy in Syria. Hundreds of thousands have been killed,
mm-hmm.
and they'll want to blame it on Assad, But, you know, who started it? It was U.S. regime change that started it, U.S. foreign policy that started it. So it is on their shoulders. And I understand the frustration, but it makes it very difficult to reach people when the level of bombastics gets so high. You know, I mean, the risk we always have is we don't want to preach to the choir. We want to expand the choir. So,
you know, I got to agree with you 100%. That's one of the things I like about your boss's philosophy on life. It isn't really necessarily to use shock factor to get people to stop and think. I mean, Dr. Paul has a great, great following internationally, great following in the United States. I mean, I've introduced him as I've introduced him as standing room only conferences where he has been the keynote speaker. And let me tell you, he gets people's attention without talking about, you know, green people from Mars landing somewhere in Arizona with the intent of taking over the world. I mean, that's what some of this stuff has gotten to the point. It's just absolutely ridiculous, Daniel.
It is, and I guess, you know, we have to work harder, those that entertainment versus analysis. It is difficult. And Dr. Paul and I do a daily show, the Ron Paul Liberty Report, and we struggle to get viewers, you know, and it's frustrating when you see a cat video that gets a million people to watch it, you know, but I understand that, you know, people, it's hard to focus on some of these serious issues, you know, so I can't really blame people for it.
Well, you can't blame people for it, because on the one hand, the real root of all of this, quite frankly, is capitalism, you know, attempting to make a profit, I hate to say, but that's all Jones is trying to do. I mean, I don't know how well informed a guy Jones is. I personally have decided not to listen to him only because I don't like some of the things that are gleaned from his particular show, from innuendo. I don't like that a lot. One thing I do want to say to folks listening in right now is that the Ron Paul Institute does put out a huge amount of information almost on a daily basis. And trust me, we're going to be providing a lot of that information on this site. Not sure whether we'll do it by form of a link or actually by putting videos up. Whatever Dan would like us to do, we're happy to do that. I know there's a lot of folks out there who really appreciate what Dr. Paul has done in the past and what he's doing right now. I mean, some of you, you know, 8,000 to 15,000 people who come to our site every day. We'd like you to also keep in mind the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. I got it.
You got it.
Daniel, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water?
Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.